AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lots of people are living in makeshift tents in Kathmandu in Nepal. Either their homes were destroyed by the powerful earthquake there, or they are afraid of aftershocks that could destroy their homes. Megan Butler says aftershocks have people in the city on edge.
It took everyone by surprise and people flooded out of the shops. The street was filled, people were grabbing each other, and then everyone sort of waited for it to finish.
The number of dead from the quake is more than 2,500. Once crews get out of the way, places near the epicenter, that number is expected to go much higher. The quake set off an avalanche at Mount Everest. 18 people there were killed. Loretta Land in Chicago says her son is one of the Everest survivors, but she says he is okay for the moment.
My concern is getting down the avalanches and the rock slides, and they have indicated at several times that the structure of the mountain has changed. So the Sherpas going up have a path laid out, but that path probably is different now.
Landslides have hindered the rescue mission. A U.S. military plane has left for Nepal. The Israeli military says it launched an airstrike on its border with Syria. The reason? Militants were spotted carrying a bomb. The military says it launched the strike because the explosive could target Israeli troops. Two bodies have been found in Mobile Bay in Alabama. Some sailboats capsized during a regatta as a storm moved in. AP's Melissa Nelson-Gabriel reports the search continues for five people believed to be missing.
They have multiple aircraft involved and Coast Guard vessels. They have state law enforcement agency vessels out there, and they're continuing to expand the search. Mobile Bay is a big body of water.
One person has been rescued so far in Mobile Bay in Alabama. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices are going back up. The increase over the past 2 weeks has been 13 cents a gallon. The average price nationwide, $2.58. Analyst Trilby Lundberg was asked to explain the price hike.
It's mostly higher crude oil prices that have caused this. Plus, there is a continued phase-in of higher-cost summer blend gasoline.
This is the highest price for gas since December. The cheapest gas can be found in Tucson, Arizona, $2.20 a gallon. It's not your usual type of vehicle you see in a police chase. Alaska state troopers were chasing a man sought on a felony arrest warrant who was driving a motorhome. The officers turned on the patrol car lights and siren, but Elijah Christian failed to stop and started driving the motorhome recklessly. Troopers deployed spike strips to stop the motorhome, but the vehicle crashed into patrol cars as the suspect tried to turn around. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.